brothers and sisters in Christ.
各位主内弟兄姐妹，大家好。
It is indeed good that we come in this morning to worship God and to hear His word.
今天早上大家来这边一起听主的话语是美好的。
Before we begin, let's open with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for you are our God, our King, our Creator. We pray that, Lord, you speak to us in our hearts, Lord, as we listen to you. In your word, through the Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Now this morning we'll be reading from Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verse 32 to 42. Yep. Oh, sorry, not Luke, sorry, Mark. Mark 的福音, 第14章, 32到42节, 对不起. I'll read to you in English, thanks. Yeah. Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane. Verse 32, and they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch. And going a little further, he fell on the ground and prayed out, that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? And he came and found, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. As we continue our Lenten sermon series from the Gospel according to Mark, we continue to explore the final hours of Jesus' life on earth before his arrest and crucifixion.
当我们继续我们马可福音大斋节讲道系列时，我们继续探索耶稣被捕和钉死在十字架上之前生命的最后片刻。
Immediately after the Last Supper,
在最后的晚餐之后，
Jesus called his disciples to pray with him at a place called Gethsemane.
耶稣叫门徒和他一起到一个叫克西马尼的地方和他一起祷告。
As you can see from the map, Gethsemane is located at the foot of Mount Olives, in between the Kidron Valley and the Mount Olives.
从地图上看得到，克西马尼位于橄榄山脚下，在基伦谷和橄榄山之间。
In Aramaic, the name Gethsemane means oil press.
在阿拉姆语，克西马尼是指榨油机。
And this place is well known for its olive trees even until today.
这个地方的橄榄树是众所周知的。
And only from the Gospel of John do we read that Jesus and his disciples entered a garden.
我们只有从约翰福音里才知道耶稣和他的门徒进入了一个花园。
This garden was where Jesus and his disciples would often go to pray regularly.
这个花园是耶稣和他的门徒经常去祷告的地方。
Now, marking its importance, the event at the Garden of Gethsemane is recorded in all four Gospels.
克西马尼园的事件被记录在所有四本福音书里，这标志着它的重要性。
With Mark bearing the most details of that fateful night.
马可福音里记载的最仔细。
Mark tells us that while Jesus tells the rest of the disciples to sit here while I pray, he separates Peter, James, and John from the rest of the group to go with him to pray.
马可告诉我们，虽然耶稣告诉所有的门徒，叫他们坐在那里等他祷告，他却把彼得、雅各和约翰和其他的门徒分开，带他们一起去祷告。
With his inner circle of these three disciples, Jesus then reveals to them his deepest emotions and told them to keep watch.
耶稣与他三个门徒在一起时，他流露了最深切的情感，并要他们等候警醒。
And then Jesus left them again and went to pray on his own.
然后耶稣离他们而去，自己去祷告。
Three times Jesus came back and found them sleeping instead.
三次耶稣回来都发现他们都睡着了。
Surely these three times is a prelude to Peter's three denials that were soon to come.
这肯定是啊，即将来临彼得三次不认主的前奏。
And you will have noticed that in the passage that Jesus called Peter by his old name, Simon.
你会注意到耶稣在经文里啊，叫彼得用彼得旧的名字西门。
Now in Greek, the name Peter means the rock.
啊，在希腊文里，彼得这个意思是岩石。
It was no surprising that Jesus called Peter by his old name Simon, for he did not lift up to his new name.
因此，耶稣用彼得的旧名西门来叫他，并不会让人感到意外，因为他辜负了耶稣的啊，他辜负了他的新名字彼得。
Simon could not keep watch for even an hour.
西门甚至不能够警醒片刻。
I'm sorry. So at the final hour of agony in the garden, Jesus was alone.
在最后一个小时的痛苦，耶稣是自己一个人的。
His disciples fell asleep, and despite clear instruction from their master to watch and pray.
尽管耶稣明确的指示他们要警醒祷告，他们还是睡着了。
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱。
Mark is not saying that the spirit is better than the flesh.
马可不是说心灵比肉体好。
But simply that as humans, we have our human limitations.
但是作为人类，我们有我们人类的局限。
Our bodies grow tired and weary.
我们的身体会疲惫和疲劳。
Even though our spirits wants to obey God's instruction, our human bodies will fail us.
即使我们的心灵要我们听从耶稣的指示，我们人的肉体会辜负我们。
So in the same way, Jesus desires for his disciples to keep watch and pray. They too are weak and have failed him.
Hello.
同样的，耶稣渴望他的
门徒
警醒祷告，但是他们太软弱，让耶稣失望。
As the disciples struggled with their own humanness and weakness, Gethsemane also presents for us Jesus' own struggle with humanness and weakness. Okay.
正当门徒与自己人性的和弱点做挣扎时，客西马尼园里让我们看到耶稣与自己的人性和自己的弱点那些挣扎。
So Mark uses vivid words to describe Jesus' deepest emotion in the garden.
马可使用非常生动的字眼来形容耶稣在客西马尼园最深切的情感。
Phrases like greatly distressed and troubled, my soul is very sorrowful.
好像就惊恐起来，极其难过，我的心甚是忧伤。
Another translation reads, my soul is crushed with grief.
另一个翻译读，我的灵魂极其悲痛。
These words communicate a sense of despair and angst.
这些字眼传达了一种绝望和焦虑感。
In Gethsemane, Jesus is besieged with intense spiritual affliction.
在耶稣在客西马尼园是饱受强烈心灵的痛苦。
These words are rare words in the New Testament.
这些都是不常在新约里面看到的。
Jesus' lament echoes the lament of the downcast and dejected souls as described in the Psalms.
耶稣的感叹相呼应那些诗篇里所描述那些忧闷和垂头丧气的灵魂的感叹。
It says, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death."
啊，我的心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。
Mark describes Jesus' sorrow as a despair unto death.
马可把耶稣的忧伤描述为绝望致死。
Again, a very rare and very strong word used by Mark.
再一次，他使用了非常罕见和强烈的字眼。
One commentator puts it well.
一个评论家说得非常好。
Nothing in all the Bible compares to Jesus' agony and anguish in Gethsemane.
圣经里没有什么能够比较耶稣在客西马尼园里的挣扎和痛苦。
Neither the laments of the Psalms nor the broken heart of Abraham as he prepares to sacrifice his son Isaac.
不管是诗篇的感叹，或是亚伯拉罕在准备牺牲他儿子以撒时那破碎的心。
Nor David's grief at the death of his son Absalom,
或者大卫因儿子亚撒龙死亡那时的悲痛。
Luke chapter 24 verse 44 speaks of Jesus' sweat falling to the ground like drops of blood.
路加二十二章四十四节说到，耶稣汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
This brings us to the question: Why was Jesus so sorrowful? Why was his heart tormented?
这带出一个问题：为什么耶稣如此的忧伤呢？为什么他的心饱受折磨？
Jesus was supposed to be the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
耶稣应该是弥赛亚，万王之王，万主之主啊。
The disciples have witnessed many miracles and power of Jesus in the last 3 years with him.
在耶稣三年的日子里，他的门徒目睹了耶稣的那些神迹和能力。
How could the Messiah show such sorrow and desperation? Despair unto death.
为何弥赛亚会有这样的悲伤和绝望？绝望至死。
Another person reading this passage alone might conclude that Jesus is no Messiah.
另一个人如果单单读这个经文，可能会认为耶稣不是弥赛亚。
He was just a frail and weak human being.
他只是一个脆弱和软弱的人。
Afraid of his own death.
一个害怕自己死亡的人。
A weakling.
一个弱者。
Surely we all know of individuals who face the prospect of their deaths with greater composure and courage than does Jesus.
肯定我们会知道一些在面对死亡时更为沉着、更为有勇气的人。
Did not Socrates greet death as a friend and liberator to a better life?
苏格拉底不是把死亡当成是一个朋友，而当成是一个美好生活的解放者吗？
Did not the Stoics preach serene resignation to fate?
斯多亚学派不是宣扬和平的接受命运吗？
Why does Jesus, who has foreseen his own death and marched resolutely to Jerusalem to meet it, now quail before it?
为什么已预见到自己死亡而又坚决到耶路撒冷的耶稣，现在却害怕呢？
Just turn to any heroes in our Chinese mythical stories, like the brave warriors in the Romance of Three Kingdoms.
我们只要看那些中国神话里的那些英雄，好像《三国演义》里的勇士。
In his last battle, 关羽 was captured by Sun Quan and was asked to form an alliance with him, but 关羽 blatantly refused.
在关羽的最后一战中，他被孙权俘虏了，孙权要求他与他结盟，但关羽公然的拒绝。
This he said to Sun Quan, I am a victim of your vile schemes, but I can only die once, and there is no need of many words.
他告诉孙权，我是你卑鄙计划的受害者，但我只能死一次，没有必要说太多。
In other words, you're saying, don't talk so much, you can only kill me once.
也就是说，不用讲这么多，你只能杀我一次。
So brave, so proud and fearless.
这么的勇敢，这么的自傲，这么的无畏。
After 关羽's death, poems were written about him, his bravery and his fearlessness.
在他去世后，他的勇敢和那些无畏被写成诗篇，诗。
Now he was described to be peerless, godlike, noblest, and he stands as the brightest model of all ages.
他被形容为无双的，像上帝一般的高贵的，他代表着每个年代最亮丽的那个模范。
This is how heroes are remembered in stories.
这是故事中那些英雄如何的被纪念。
For their bravery in life and fearlessness in death.
在他们活着时候的英勇和面对死亡时候的无畏。
Yet the gospel writer Mark describes Jesus' final hours so differently.
但马可福音作者描述耶稣的人生最后那几小时是多么的不同。
This was done intentionally by Mark.
马可这样做是故意的。
For he is proclaiming here that Jesus is the Christ.
他因为他要宣告说耶稣是基督。
He is the suffering servant in Isaiah.
他是那个受苦的仆人以赛亚。
In Mark chapter 10, verse 45, Jesus spoke about the purpose of the Son of Man, as to give life as a ransom for many.
在马可福音第十章四十五节，耶稣谈到了人子的目的是，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 to 5, prophesizes that the servant of God will be pierced for our transgression, crushed for our iniquities.
以赛亚书五十三章四到五节说，仆人神的仆人将为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 12 tells us that the suffering servant would bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors.
以赛亚书53章12节告诉我们，受苦的仆人他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Mark wants to tell us that Jesus is the one whom we are waiting for.
马可想告诉我们，耶稣是那个我们要等的人。
But this role is not an easy role even for Jesus to fulfill.
但这个角色就耶稣来说也是不容易完成的。
Jesus was sorrowful because he was tempted to bail out from the very mission and purpose of his incarnation.
耶稣的忧伤是因为他受到试探，要他脱离他道成肉身的使命和目的。
His prayer at Gethsemane is a testimony of his struggle with accepting the role of the suffering servant.
他在克西马尼园的祷告是他接受这受苦仆人的角色的挣扎的见证。
And so he prayed, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.
所以他祷告说，阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
In this short prayer alone, we see the basic form structure of prayer in essence.
在这短短的祷告里，我们看到祷告基本结构形式的本质。
The first part refers to who we are praying to.
第一部分是指我们祷告的对象。
Abba is a term of endearment, which means more like Papa or Daddy.
阿爸是一个爱的称呼，就好像爸爸或爹地。
No Jews would use such a familiar term in their own prayers.
没有犹太人会在他们的祷告里用这个家族称呼。
They simply address God as Father.
他们只是称呼上帝为父。
Yet Jesus broke all rules when it comes to expressing his intimacy with his own Father.
但耶稣在表达他与他父亲之间的亲密关系时，打破了所有的传统常规。
It shows a deep sense of tender loving care between father and son.
它显示了父亲和儿子之间的温柔呵护。
The second part expresses Jesus' belief in the mighty powers of God.
第二部分说到耶稣对上帝强大能力的信念。
All things are possible for you.
你凡事都能。
There is nothing you cannot do.
没有什么东西你不能。
The third part reveals the genuine petition of Jesus asking for the cup to be removed.
第三部分揭示了耶稣的请愿，他要求将这杯撤去。
The scholars are undecided over the meaning of this cup.
学者们无法决定这个杯的定义。
Whether it is a cup of suffering referring to his impending death on the cross.
它是否是一个受苦的杯，也就是指说即将死在十字架上。
Or a cup of judgment referring to God's wrath and consequences of God's judgment on the sinful humanity.
还是指审判的杯，也就是指上帝的愤怒和上帝审判人类的罪的后果。
But either of this translation or interpretation would not change the fact that Jesus had desired something contrary to the will of the Father.
但这些解释不会改变耶稣想要做一些和上帝旨意有出入的事实。
Jesus was here asking to not fulfill the role of the suffering servant.
耶稣被要求不履行受苦的仆人以赛亚的角色。
Is there really no other way?
真的没有其他办法吗？
Do I really have to walk down this path of death in order for the world to be redeemed?
我真的只有必须走这条死亡的道路才能赎回这世界吗？
The cup represents redemption, restoration, and salvation for the world.
This杯代表对世界的救赎、恢复和拯救。
Jesus prays to be delivered from death. Instead, he will be delivered through death and glorified by his resurrection.
耶稣祈求从死亡被解救，但他却将因为死亡而被解救，因复活得荣耀。
The fourth part of the prayer reveals Jesus' understanding of God as sovereign.
祷告的第四部分显示耶稣对上帝为主权的理解。
Yet not what I will, but what you will.
然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
This is ultimate obedience.
这是集中的服从。
When we change our desires to match the will of God, this is true obedience.
当我们改变我们的愿望来配合上帝的旨意，这是真正的服从。
I used to think that it must have been easy for Jesus to obey God.
我常想，服从上帝对耶稣来说是很简单的事。
They are practically of the same heart, mind, and soul, aren't they?
他们实际上有着相同的心思意念和灵魂。
Sometimes I still hear Christians saying that what is possible for Jesus is impossible for us humans.
有时候我还是听到一些基督徒说，对耶稣来说可能的，对我们来说是不可能。
Because Jesus is God and we are not.
因为耶稣是上帝，而我们不是。
But this is not entirely accurate.
但这并不完全正确。
Precisely because it is possible for Jesus, it is possible for us humans.
正因为对耶稣是可能的，对我们人类也是可能的。
The prayer at Gethsemane shows us that Jesus is human, just like us.
耶稣在客撒马尼园的祷告向我们展示了，耶稣就像我们人一样。
He struggles in the same way as we do.
他和我们人类一样的挣扎。
The only difference is Jesus' full submission to the will of the Father, even though his desire may be different.
唯一的不同就是耶稣的意愿，当耶稣的意愿和天父不一样的时候，他还是完全服从。
Mark reveals a side of Jesus that we do not often see.
马可也揭示了耶稣一个我们不经常看到的一面。
From the other gospel stories, we are very familiar with Jesus' miracles.His teachings and his parables.
从其他的福音里书里，我们都非常熟悉耶稣的神迹，他的教导和他的那些比喻。
We also know about his anger and frustration against the religious leaders of his day.
我们也知道他对当时那些自以为是的宗教领袖的那些愤怒和无奈。
His great acts, we understand his divinity.
从这些行为，我们理解到他的神性。
Jesus spoke and thought as one who had authority.
耶稣的说教像有权柄的人。
It is only during the period of Lent do we encounter the sorrowful heart of Jesus.
但也仅仅在大斋节期间，我们才会看到我们救主忧伤的心。
For this is the side of his being that we understand.
也就是他这一面让我们了解到他人性的一面。
At his baptism, Jesus hears the reassuring voice from the heaven proclaiming, This is my son whom I love.
在他的洗礼上，耶稣听到天上令人欣慰的声音说道，这是我爱子，我所喜悦的。
But at the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus hears only his heartbeat and maybe the snoring from his sleeping disciples.
但在客西马尼园，耶稣只是听到他自己的心跳声，也许还有那些门徒打睡觉睡着的打鼾声。
In the words of a commentator, Jesus meets the dreadful silence of heaven.
评论员说，耶稣遇到了天上可怕的沉默。
Jesus experiences an abandonment and darkness of cosmic proportion.
耶稣他经历了极大的遗弃和黑暗。
The same alienation is experienced at the cross when Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
同样的遗弃也经历在十字架上，耶稣大声的呼喊，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离弃我？
Gethsemane presents for us a uniquely human interplay between the heart of the Son and the will of the Father.
客西马尼园呈现给我们看到一个人类独特的互衡作用，一个儿子和父亲各自的意愿的互衡作用。
It also shows us what it means to be a child of God.
它也让我们知道作为上帝的孩子是什么意思。
There will be times when our hearts desire for selfish intentions, self-centered motivation, and self-justification acts.
会有时候我们内心会有自私的意图，会有自以为我中心的动机，和会有自我辩解的行为。
But when we come before God, we must learn to transform our hearts to align with the will of our Father.
但当我们来到上帝面前时，我们必须学会改变我们的意愿，来配合我们父亲的意，天父的意愿。
Jesus' plea for his cup to be removed suggests that he is genuinely tempted to forsake the role of the suffering servant.
耶稣要求特许他的杯，暗示了，也说明了他是真正的被诱惑来放弃这个受苦仆人的角色。
Nevertheless, his will to obey Father is stronger than his desire to serve himself.
但是他听从父亲的意愿，比他为自己的欲望更强。
Gethsemane is indeed Christology.
克萨玛尼的确是基督论。
Jesus is not only fully God, but he is also fully human.
耶稣不只完全是一个神，他也完全是一个人。
From his prayer, we know that Jesus understands all our struggles, our pain and suffering.
从他的祷告，我们知道耶稣了解我们所有的挣扎、痛苦。
It is easily one of my favorite passages from the Bible.
这是清一是我最喜爱的圣经的段落之一。
Gethsemane shows us how real Jesus is.
克西马尼园向我们展示了耶稣是如何的真实。
It shows us his humanity and humanness.
他向我们展示耶稣的人性。
Jesus is indeed Emmanuel, God with us, fully human and fully divine.
耶稣的确是以马内利。 上帝与我们同在，完全是人，完全是神。
So in conclusion, I would like to bring attention to the two famous gardens in the Bible.
要做一个结论，我请大家留意那个，注意那个伊甸园和克西马尼园。
The Garden of Eden and Garden of Gethsemane are the two most famous gardens in the Bible.
这两个花园是圣经里两个最有名的花园。
Both of which brought forth great changes to the events of this world.
他们两个花园对这世界的改变有极大的。
Just as Adam and Eve were expelled by God from the Garden of Eden on account of their disobedience.
正如亚当和夏娃因为他们的不服从被上帝驱逐出伊甸园。
Jesus was also expelled from the Garden of Gethsemane by the Roman soldiers on account of his obedience to God.
耶稣也因为他服从上帝而被罗马兵士从克西马尼园驱逐出去。
The Garden of Gethsemane marks the promise of hope for all believers.
克西马尼园标志着所有信徒希望的承诺。
That Jesus was not a mechanical robot programmed to execute God's will faultlessly.
耶稣不是一个已经编写好程序 准确无误地执行上帝旨意的机器人。
But rather Jesus was a human being just like us who struggled with deep emotions and sorrow, anguish and pain.
他是像我们一样，是一个人在深情、悲伤、苦闷和痛苦里挣扎。
And yet, he chose to obey the will of his Abba Father.
然而他选择了服从他的阿爸父的旨意。
The Garden of Gethsemane reveals the humanness of Jesus and his disciples.
克西马尼园揭示了耶稣和他门徒的人性。
Now the difference between Jesus' humanness and his disciples is simply between obedience and disobedience.
耶稣和他门徒之间的人性，区别的仅仅是在服从和不服从之间。
And not between free will and predestination.
而不是在自由意志和宿命之间。
True obedience can only truly exist with free will.
真正的服从只能在有自由意志下存在。
Torrance calls it obedient humanity.
托伦斯称服从的人性。
For Jesus is himself the sacrifice in which God's will for forgiveness and salvation is fully enacted and carried out.
耶稣的牺牲是上帝自己宽恕和救赎的意愿扮演并且执行。
All his disciples have failed him, especially at the final hour.
他所有的门徒都让他失望，尤其是在生命的最后几个小时。
Mark tells us they have all left him and fled.
马可告诉我们，门徒都离开他逃走了。
Jesus was betrayed and denied by all his disciples, not just Judas Iscariot.
不单单是犹大而已，耶稣也被他所有的门徒出卖，并且。
It seems clear that Mark is trying to show us that we are also like Jesus' disciples.
很清楚的，马可正试图向我们展示，我们就像耶稣的门徒一样。
Even his most fervent disciples, Peter, James, and John, have failed him.
就连他那最热切的门徒彼得、雅各和约翰，一样的让耶稣失望。
We have also failed Jesus in our own ways.
我们也在我们的不同方式里让耶稣失望。
We have also fallen asleep right now, when asked to be watchful.
我们在被要求警醒的时候也睡着。
We may have denied Christ more than 3 times.
我们可能不认主多过三次。
We may not deny him by our lips.
我们可能不是通过我们的口来不认他。
But by our lifestyles and the choices we make in life.
而是通过我们的生活方式和我们在生活里做出的选择。
We may not have betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
我们可能没有因为30个银币而出卖了耶稣。
But we have traded Jesus in for power, sex, money, fame, and success.
但我们用权力、性、金钱、名利和成功来换耶稣。
We have all, in some ways, crucified Jesus upon the cross.
我们都在某些方面把耶稣钉死在十字架上。
Last week, Brother Hock Singh suggested that maybe Mark was indeed the young man who tore his clothes and ran away, according to some church tradition.
上个星期，富城兄弟说，也许马可是那个根据一些教会的传统啊，撕裂他的衣服跑了的那个年轻人。
Maybe it was intentional for Mark to not identify this young man.
也许马可是故意不辨认这个年轻人的身份。
For maybe the young man represents all of us in some ways.
也许这年轻人在某方面代表我们所有的人。
Fear of death, fear of life, fear of the unknown.
对死亡的恐惧，生活的恐惧和未知的恐惧。
Jesus experienced the same fears and even more so in some ways and here as well.
耶稣经历了同样的恐惧，在某方面可能更多。
Jesus' humanness and human weakness is in fact a testimony of his strength and willpower.
耶稣的人性，或者是他人性的弱点，其实是他实力和他的意志力的证实。
For despite his weakness, Jesus placed his trust in God and in his sovereign and mighty power.
耶稣对上帝和上帝的主权和能力有绝对的信心。
Abba Father, not what I will, but what you will.
阿爸父，然而不要从我的意思，只是要从你的意思。
Allow me to share an encouragement SMS from a sister in our church when I asked her to keep me in a prayer this week.
让我分享一则鼓励的简讯，这是当我要求一个姐妹在她下个星期的祷告里纪念我。
She says, strength and wisdom always abide with those who trust in his power.
她说，力量和智慧常与那些信任他大能的人同在。
How strangely suitable it was when her SMS came just as I was concluding my sermon.
在牧师正在总结他的讲道时，收到这则简讯是多么的贴切。
Indeed, Jesus' prayer at Gethsemane demonstrated his strength and wisdom in his weakness, trust and obedience in God through his humanness.
的确，耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告表现了他在弱点里的力量和智慧，也通过他的人性表现了对上帝的信任和服从。
Let us pray. Our loving God, we thank you, Lord, for the story that you have recorded for us in the Bible today. That, Lord, we learn to see a side of Jesus that we do not often see. That we see his humanness, his human limitations as he struggles to accept the role of the suffering servant. We pray that, Lord Father, that we will learn to be like him, to able to submit our will to your will, Lord, at the end of the day. Lord Father, you are our Lord, you are our Master. But Lord, you have equally given us free will to choose you to be our Father and our God. We thank you, Lord, for this privilege to be your children this morning as we praise you and worship you in this sanctuary. We thank you all this in Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. Amen.